Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church. Pastor John McIntosh and I thank you for joining us today and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing until we find a permanent church sanctuary. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020#. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. One more important announcement. Spiritual warfare is real and constant. If you want clear, godly instructions on how to be victorious, spirit, soul, and body, you need to buy my book titled Prayers That Reach the Throne of God. You may purchase my book on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, or visit our website at kccfc.net. This God-inspired teaching on prayer will give you the understanding on how to pray effectively against Satan and his demonic assignments. Now, the next voice you hear will be that of Pastor John McIntosh.
Good morning. This is Pastor John McIntosh from Kansas City Christian Faith Center, where we love people, live victoriously, spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And let me welcome you to our radio broadcast. And please remember these words from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Well, praise God for another opportunity and the privilege to share with you the living word of God. Amen. Family, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege and the honor to gather around your word. It is our sincere desire to know you more personally so we may serve you more faithfully. We invite the Holy Spirit in to think through my mind and speak through my lips the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, and the truth of the only true and living God. I pray for everyone within the sound of my voice, that their ears are open to hear and their hearts to receive the uncompromising word of God. Satan, we rebuke you and all your demonic angels and render all your powers null and void. And you cannot stop anyone from receiving what they came for today. This we ask and we covenant with you, Father, in the name that's above every name, the name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Shalom. Amen. Well, if you have your Bibles, please open them to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. Now, this is a very familiar passage that we have read before. But the word tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the more you hear the word, the more faith, belief, and knowledge you will gain, and scripture supports scripture. Amen? Scriptures support scriptures. So you're there in 2 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. And it says, Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained or received like precious faith or faith of the same value with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So we see here in verse 2, it says, grace and peace be multiplied. God's unmerited favor and his peace. Now that peace means that nothing is missing and nothing is broken in our lives and that grace and peace is multiplied in us. Verse 3, as his, Jesus Christ's, divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Now, we have been given all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Jesus. So that means we have understanding of all things that pertain not only to our life here in the natural realm, but also things in the godly world. Amen. So our new message that we will begin teaching on today is entitled The Ministry Gifts. The Ministry Gifts. Now, last week, we had just finished a teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But this teaching is the ministry gifts. So don't get them confused with each other. They are different gifts with different responsibilities. Now, open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. And we're going to read verses 11 through 16. And it says, and he gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the edifying of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ, until we all come into the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect or complete man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 14, that we should not no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for edifying of itself in love. Amen. So Christ has gave provisions for his body, the church. We are the church, so we are Christ's body. These ministry gifts came and come from the Lord Jesus Christ himself when he ascended and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Now we know that our God is a purpose-driven God. He doesn't do things on a whim, but everything he does, he has a purpose and a plan for it. So what is the purpose of these ministry gifts, you might ask? Well, you're still in Ephesians, so let's go back to Ephesians verse number 12 in chapter 4. The purpose of these gifts. And it says this. It says, for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry gifts are for the mental preparation for a particular situation or task for the work of the ministry, edifying and building up the body of Christ for the perfecting of the saints. Now, when we go back to Ephesians 4:12, and it says, for the equipping, and that word equipping means to prepare someone mentally for a particular situation or task. That's why these ministry gifts has been given. It's to prepare the church, the body of Christ, for a particular situation or task for the work of the ministry. And that ministry is to be edifying and to build up the body of Christ for the perfection of the saints. We are the saints. Those of us who have received Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, better known as believers, born again believers, we are saints. Amen. Now, in the original King James Bible, in Ephesians 4:12, it says this, for the perfecting of the saints. And in the New King James, it says, for the equipping of the saints. Same scripture. One is in the original King James and one is in the New King James. Now, the Greek word for perfecting is this. I'm going to spell it because I can't pronounce it and I don't want to pronounce it incorrectly. It's spelled K-A-T-A-R-T-I-S-M-O-S. Now, I pronounce it kartismos. Kartismos. And that denotes a fitting or preparing fully, which implies a process leading to completion for the work of the ministry for the edifying of the body of Christ. Amen. So these gifts are for the work of the ministry to edify the body of Christ. Amen. When God is going to use you, he is going to see that you have been fully prepared to do his work. Now it's up to you to study, to prepare, and to show yourself approved unto God for his services. Amen. Now, you might ask the question, well, how long are these gifts given to the body of Christ by our Lord Jesus Christ? You're still there in Ephesians 4. Let's go to verse number 13. And it says this, till we all come into the unity of the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. So it looks like to me what scripture is telling us, that these gifts are going to be here until we all come and do the unity of the faith. Amen. And that's going to be a while because we have churches that we don't agree on anything. Amen. We don't agree on baptism. We don't agree on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's just so many things that we don't agree. But this scripture tells us until we all come into the unity of the faith. So that tells me that we can come into the unity of the faith. But the reason why we don't is because we don't want to. No one wants to yield to the word of God. Amen. These gifts are given as provisions for the church to build up, to edify and mature the saints. The scripture says he gave gifts to men until we all come into the unity and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Amen. Until Jesus comes back, all of us as a body of believers will never come to that place of maturity. Amen. When Jesus comes, some spiritual babies will have just been born into the family of God. And what I mean by spiritual babies, I'm not talking about little children, little infants. I'm talking about people that have just not become born again Christians. They were sinners and they have received Jesus Christ. They will not have the time to become mature Christians. These gifts are God's provisions for the maturing of the saints until Christ comes for his own. Now, we know God is a purpose-driven God. So what is God's ultimate aim for all ministry? Well, you're still in Ephesians 4. Let's read verses 14 through 16, beginning with verse number 14. And it says that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of man, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, cause growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. That is the ultimate goal of this ministry. Amen. That is the ultimate goal, that we should no longer be tossed to and fro you know, with every wind of doctrine. You know, America has a bad problem where they accept any kind of new doctrine that comes about. It comes to America, and all of a sudden it becomes very popular. Because people, because they have a free will, they gravitate to anything, especially things that doesn't line up with the Word of God. That's very dangerous. It's very dangerous for you to do that. And we need to start speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things that pertain to life and all things that pertain to godliness. Amen. We all need the five ministry gifts working together to bring the body of Christ, which is the church. We are the body of Christ unto the full stature of Christ, because Satan is such a deceiver. He's a con man. He's a liar. And he only comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. Spiritual children can be easily disconnected and swept about by false teaching. That's why we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, we just can't listen to what everybody has to say. Now, we can listen, but we better make sure we only led by the Holy Spirit. That's why we have to study the Word of God, to show ourselves to prove rightly dividing the word of truth. Because Satan is the biggest con man. He's been around for years, and he's good at it. And so we have to be prepared. Amen. And that's why these ministry gifts have been provided for us. Amen. To build up, to edify the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith. Amen. The ministry gifts Christ placed in the church helps us to grow into his image. Amen. Into his image. And remember, the scripture tells us, I think it's in Genesis 1:26. It says, and God said, let us make man in my image after my likeness. So we're made in his image and his likeness. And God wants the church to grow up into his image. We cannot achieve that place without the function of the fivefold ministry gifts. Amen. Now, some believers have not matured beyond a certain stage of spiritual growth, because they have only recognized only two or three of these ministry gifts. And they haven't, because they even have not been taught the total package of the ministry gifts, or they just plain ignorant. Because there's enough information around today that they should know about these ministry gifts. Amen. The ultimate goal for all ministry is not for self-glory. It is not for self-glory or to magnify the human spirit in any form, but it is to entirely edify and mature the body of Christ, and that is the church. That is the ultimate goal of all ministry. Amen. And that, again, is not for self-glory or to magnify the human spirit in any form, but to entirely edify and mature the body of Christ. It takes all those ministries functioning together to edify, to build up the body of Christ. Amen. Our Father would not have given them to us for us to use if he did not want us to use them for our advantage. He doesn't do anything on a whim. He's a purpose-driven God. Now, please go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we're going to read verses 27 through 28. And I'm going to be using the King James Version of the Bible. Amen? The original King James. Verse 27, it says, now you are the body of Christ and members individually. And so we are the body of Christ collectively, but we members individually. Verse 28, it says, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various of tongues. Now, keep your hand and your finger there in 1 Corinthians. Go back to Ephesians chapter 4, because I want to look at something. But before we go there, I want to bring to your attention. In verse 28, it says, God has appointed. Now, in the original King James, it says, God has set. Set and appointed are synonyms of each other. So they basically mean the same thing. Amen? So, there, Ephesians 4. Let's go to verse number 11. Ephesians 4:11. And it says, and he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. In one passage, it says, Jesus set. And in the other passage, it says, Jesus gave. Now, the word set means this. It means purpose, ordain, to order, or decree something officially in this setting. And the word gave in this setting means to bestow, to have power, to grant, to bring forth, to minister. So if we put both of these scriptures together, we can say these gifts are bestowed on the body of Christ to grant us the power to bring forth ministry with purpose, to decree officially the word of God to a dying world. Amen. God is awesome, meaning. Now, God has set the ministry gifts in the church, not men. God has set these ministry gifts in the church, not men. Now, there is a vast difference between God setting some in the church and man setting some in the church. Man has even called and set people who have no divine calling into certain offices. This, my friend, is unscriptural. God does the setting only. God does the calling only. You do not enter into the ministry, any phase of it, just because you feel it is a holy calling on you and you like to respond. You cannot make yourself a ministry gift. And it's dangerous to do something just because you want to do it. You do not enter the ministry because someone else tells you, well, you know what, John? I think you are suited for it. God knows your address. He knows where you live. So he doesn't need anyone telling you. He can come himself and call you and set you in your divine calling, if that is his will. He doesn't need someone to call and to tell you. Now, that person may confirm God's calling in your life for the ministry gift, but God is the one who can call you for his purpose. Amen? He is the only one. Do not go into the ministry because someone else called you. Amen. Do not go into the ministry because your mother called you. Do not go into the ministry because your father called you. When I received my calling to the gospel, I didn't try to call my wife into the ministry. I let her be my helpmate as God designed her to be. Now, what I did do, I included her into every way that I knew at the time in my life. But because I didn't know all the things that I know now, I didn't always include her. But she stayed faithful to God, number one, and me. And God called her to the ministry as a teacher. Amen. And you can see the results it has produced, not only in her life, but the both of our lives, and especially for Christ. Amen. You must determine whether or not a divine calling is on your life for the ministry. Don't try to go into the ministry without a calling from God to do so. Don't try to do that. You wait for God to call you, and he will do it in his time. You might be wondering how you can recognize a call on your life. You will have a personal conviction in your spirit. God deals with man's spirit. God is a spirit, and we are spirit because we made in his likeness. And spirits talks to spirits. Amen. Listen. Learn to listen. Amen. To your spirit. Now go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1. And we're going to read verses 4 and 5. And it says, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. So Jeremiah, listen, and you have to learn to listen. Now go to Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And it says, this is Jesus speaking. He says, he who have a hear, an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches, the body of Christ. To him who overcomes, I will give them to eat from the tree of life, which is in the middle of paradise of God. Amen. Well, I'm just about out of time, but I'm not out of message. But please join us next week where we continue our teaching. But until then, remember these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Thank you for sharing this time with us. And if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.